WEOL.
Thirteen minutes away from 4 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch out in Avon, Matt Douglas back in studio control in downtown Elyria. Boy, there's all kinds of sunshine here on what's turned out to be a beautiful Friday afternoon here in Lorain County and these surrounding areas. And let's get right to it. We welcome in the very first guest of today's show, Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio. Adam, a pleasure as always, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing well, buddy. I don't know what that thing is in the sky, but it's nice to see it.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing falling from the sky for the first time in days, which is really nice. And I'm not sure what that big, bright thing is, but you know what? Let's hope that it stays around for a while. It's got me thinking about the fall time. And we're a couple of months away from getting going in the college football season. And I know this is a discussion that we had a little bit last year, but you wrote an article detailing home field advantage against the spread, previewing that for the upcoming NCAA college football season. So I want to get into some of that and talk about how you were able to break some of this down in determining home field advantage for the upcoming season.
Yeah, last summer I was actually on my way out to Vegas, and you know, I wanted to do something with my the Wi-Fi was down. So, you know, I had my Phil Steele College Football Preview magazine, and I started trying to figure out my way of coming up with home field advantage, because it is an arbitrary thing. You know, we can't really quantify exactly what it's worth. And, you know, certainly in different situations, a night game at Alabama is going to be worth more than a noon game against a MAC school or, you know, a Division II school or, you know, whoever's on the schedule for them. So there are some different nuances to home field advantage, but I wanted to get a better baseline. So essentially what I did was I took the straight up home record and the against the spread home record, combined them. Anybody 60% or higher was 3.5 points, 70% or higher, 4 points, 80% or higher, 4.5 points. Alabama, the only team for this year. Oklahoma was the only team last year. But I feel like that kind of gives me a little bit better of an idea, because you know, teams have expectations and they have a perception at home. And you want to try to figure out if they can live up to it, and you want to try to account for that accordingly. So something I tried last year, I think it had pretty good success, and something I'll try again this year, too.
You mentioned in your article that in the world of sports betting, the margins seem to be getting thinner and thinner with each passing season. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, they really are. You know, I think that you've got a more progressive group of odds makers out there that you know, are incorporating more of the advanced metrics. They're incorporating more of the stuff that bettors used to use to beat them. Now they're using those, factoring them into the line a little bit. So that makes it more difficult. But also, too, I mean, this is obviously a big-time information age. You know, you used to have handicappers and bettors that were out there, and they'd look at small local papers. They'd look for any sort of edge that they felt they could find, you know, by reading local coverage or by, you know, maybe having a connection in that city, somebody who can talk to the coach, something like that. Well, in today's day and age, everything's out there for everybody. So a lot of that stuff is already factored into the equation, factored into the line. You know, maybe somebody gets some early injury information and, you know, one or two people can get down on it, but that information gets out much quicker these days and the sports books can adjust the line. So there's a lot of different reasons why the margins are getting thinner and why it's getting harder to be a long-term winner, but those are just some of the reasons.
Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joining us here on Bullseye on the afternoon. We'll transition now into the NBA draft and the effects that it had last night moving forward and into the new league year, which will begin at the beginning of July. But how much did last night's NBA draft affect the odds of the NBA championship for the upcoming season? It didn't seem like there were too many huge surprises, so I don't imagine there was a whole lot of movement, but how much of what we saw last night do you think will affect the odds moving forward?
No, there wasn't really a whole lot of movement from an odds standpoint last night. I mean, you know, you look at the teams that picked in the top 12, and you've got, you know, obviously the Pelicans, you've got the Grizzlies, the Knicks, the Hawks had a couple of picks in there, the Hornets were in there, the Wizards, you know, the Cavaliers, obviously. None of those teams really have a chance at winning a championship this year, and you know, the NBA is one of the most, it's the top heaviest of the four major sports. So those didn't really affect the NBA championship odds too much. Again, a guy like Zion Williamson, you know, he's going to be a great player for New Orleans. And, you know, the trade that New Orleans made to send Anthony Davis to the Lakers obviously had much more of an impact on their futures odds than, you know, anything that they could do at the draft. But, you know, as free agency picks up, we'll see a substantial amount of movement out there when it comes to the championship odds.
Were there any interesting NBA draft prop bets that you saw last night? I didn't see a ton pop up, but were there any ones that you saw that you thought were kind of interesting?
Yeah, there were quite a few. I mean, you know, the NBA and the NFL draft are becoming very, very big for prop bets. And in fact, this will kind of speak to, you know, one of Matt's favorite interests. I've actually seen more NHL draft prop bets than I've ever seen before. It's a market that a lot of outlets are trying to capitalize on, and it's something that, oh, you know, even though the limits are a lot smaller for these things than they would be for betting NBA or MLB games, something like that, there's still value to be had out there. So, you know, there was a lot of stuff about, you know, where DeAndre Hunter would be picked. Would he be picked in the top five? Yes or no? You know, Jarrett Culver, would he be a top five pick? Yes or no? Some head-to-head matchup type stuff of, you know, who gets drafted first between P.J. Washington or Tyler Harrow? You know, where does Keldon Johnson get taken? A lot of stuff like that, the head-to-head stuff, and then also over-under draft position. You know, obviously, if you've got a draft class like we had with this one, three Duke players going in the top 10, some sports books offering, you know, over-under 2.5 Duke players in the top 10. It's become a very popular betting event for both the NBA and the NFL drafts.
Now, you mentioned the NHL draft. Were there any that kind of stuck out to you that you saw about countries or anything of that nature?
I mean, as of right now, not really. It's something that, you know, I don't pay nearly as much attention to because, you know, I don't follow major junior hockey or college hockey as closely as I do the NBA or the NFL. I'll throw a couple of them out there for you just, you know, for S&G here. Number of goaltenders drafted in the first round, over under one, the over minus 130. OHL players drafted in the first round, over under 5.5, the unders minus 130. So just some different stuff like that. You know, where these kids are going to be taken. Who gets taken third overall after the first two picks of the draft. So a handful of things out there to keep everybody's viewing interest.
Interesting stuff. Again, Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joining us here today. And we'll transition now into some baseball. A lot of action tonight, and I think a lot of baseball fans have this Braves game spotlighted. Dallas Keuchel getting the start there tonight against the Washington Nationals. Is that enough for you to jump on the Braves tonight?
This is an interesting one to me because, you know, you've got Dallas Keuchel who did make two starts in the minor leagues, two starts to get really back on track. I mean, he's been working out, obviously, waiting to be signed, but there's a great unknown here. And Washington's playing very, very well offensively. They've been extremely good here of late. They're a top five offense against lefties. So I'm actually going to go against Dallas Keuchel tonight. I think long term, he's a very, very good fit for Atlanta. And also allows them to do some more things with the bullpen where they've already moved some starters back there. But as far as tonight goes, I think it's a little bit of a tough spot for Keuchel. You know, he pitched well in two tune-up starts, one against single A, one against double A. It's a much different animal at the big league level, as we know. I wouldn't expect the command to be, you know, razor sharp with only two starts under his belt. And they're taking on Steven Strasburg tonight, who's a pretty tough customer in his own right. So I do like Washington tonight, but obviously I'll be watching Keuchel closely to see how that fit plays out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in the coming weeks here, my friend, we'll dive deeper into some pigskin talk here. I want to get back into the home field advantage discussion as well against the spread for the upcoming college football season. And I know you guys are still hard after it with your team capsules and your NFL team previews as well. So we will certainly attack those in the coming weeks. Adam, as always, a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll do it again next week.
Appreciate it, boys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Adam. You do the same again. Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio stopping by and joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, plenty to dive into there. And, boy, just think about it. Here we are on June 21st. We are about 2 months away from the start of the college football season. That's going to be here before we know it, and we are less than 2 months away from the High School Football Coaches Show, which will be at the Brew Kettle in Amherst as well. That is rapidly approaching. We need to work in a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. In just a couple of minutes, we'll tell you what's happening with your money. Matt will tell us what's happening with the local news. And then get your fingertips ready, because in the 4 o'clock hour, we're speaking with Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network, and we're giving away two tickets to see the Tribe take on the Kansas City Royals this Tuesday, June 25th, thanks to our good friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Bullseye on the Afternoon continues after this.
Even if you're a big-time basketball fan, there might be a few facts about the game you don't know. Like, did you know that the first basket